morning. It's Thursday, the 13th of March. I'm Zasha Keir with today's news, sports and weather. With defence spending set to rise to 2% of GNI by 2030, Luxembourg is debating whether even this increase will be sufficient, while also exploring investments in military equipment and drone production. A final decision on Luxembourg's stance is expected before the NATO summit at the end of June. In this context, RTL Television held a roundtable discussion yesterday evening with guests including Finance Minister Gilles Roth and former Defence Minister François Bauch. Roth told viewers that Europe must take its own defence into its own hands. He also highlighted Luxembourg's position in satellite technology, which would benefit both European defence and Luxembourg's economy. The Minister of Finance is confident that the necessary money for defence could be raised partly through debt, but also partly through the European Investment Bank and the private sector. The Court of Justice of the European Union has annulled the bullying findings and subsequent sanctions against former Luxembourg MEP Monica Semedo, ruling that her right to defence was not adequately respected during the proceedings. The case originated in March 2022 when an advisory committee of the European Parliament launched an investigation into Semedo following a bullying complaint filed by her former parliamentary assistant. Nearly one in five residents in Luxembourg is at risk of poverty, according to the latest figures published by Statec. Despite being Europe's richest country, Luxembourg continues to grapple with high at-risk of poverty rate, which stood at 18.1% in 2024, according to the Institute. In other news, US officials are on their way to Russia to discuss a potential 30-day ceasefire in the conflict with Ukraine. As the Trump administration tries to build on Tuesday's agreement with Kyiv, there's been no official response from the Kremlin. At a meeting in Paris of Europe's five main military powers, the UK Defence Secretary John Healey urged President Putin to accept the ceasefire proposal. Meanwhile, Putin has visited Russian troops who've made gains against Ukrainian forces battling to keep Russian territory seized in an offensive last year. Coalition negotiations begin today in Germany. Around 250 politicians from the conservative CDU-CSU bloc and the Social Democratic Party will meet in working groups with the aim of creating a coalition government by Easter. The foreign ministers of the G7 are meeting in Quebec, Canada today. The main topics are Ukraine, the Middle East conflict, as well as the trade war with the United States. Meanwhile, the EU-South Africa summit is taking place in Cape Town today. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa is receiving EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and EU Council President Antonio Costa. The summit is an opportunity to expand relations in the areas of trade, energy and security. For more on these stories and for the latest updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with the Football Champions League, Real Madrid edged past Atletico Madrid in a dramatic penalty shootout last night to reach the Champions League quarterfinals, where Arsenal, Aston Villa and Borussia Dortmund also secured their spots. In an interview with RTL, the Luxembourgish football player Leandro Barreiro, who plays for Benfica and has become the fourth player from Luxembourg's national football team to play in the Champions League, described the experience as something special. He said the Champions League was every player's dream. And in rugby, France head into the Saturday final round of the Six Nations with the luxury of knowing the destiny of the title is in their own hands. Les Bleus' dominant defeat of double defending champions Ireland in Dublin last weekend took them to the top of the table, a point clear of second placed England. After days of sunshine and mild temperatures, Luxembourg is set for a shift in the weather as rain and snow are forecast for today. It's a cloudy day with light rainfall expected throughout the day, particularly in the south of the country. The French border regions are under snow ice alert from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Any snowfall won't settle as temperatures are in plus, starting at around 1 to 2 degrees this morning and rising to around 6 degrees in the afternoon.